Morning Watch, taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life, week one. Taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life for the accomplishing of God's eternal economy, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 8, 2 and 6. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Revelation 3:20 through 21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. 1 Corinthians 10:3 through 4. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Psalm 78:24 through 25. And he rained down upon them manna to eat, and gave them the food of heaven. Man ate the bread of the mighty, he sent them full provision. Hebrews 5:12 through 14. For when, because of the time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you what the rudiments of the beginning of the oracles of God are, and have become those who have need of milk and not of solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown, who, because of practice, have their faculties exercised for discriminating both good and evil. Related reading. Every genuine Christian is a miniature Garden of Eden. The mind of your soul represents yourself. Sin in your flesh represents Satan as the tree of knowledge. And the spirit in your spirit represents God as the tree of life. In Romans 8, we see the outcrop of the two trees. Romans 8:6 says that the mind set on the flesh is death, and that the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. In Genesis 2, the two trees were objective. In Romans 8, they are subjective. We should never say that these two trees are no longer with us. Even as you read this message, they are within you. Romans 8:2 mentions the law of the Spirit of life, which sets us free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, in Romans 8, we have two laws, the law of life and the law of death. These two laws are the two principles of the two trees in our subjective experience. Who is this me in Romans 8:2? It is the switching me. It does not mean that the law of the Spirit of life frees every believer with no qualification. At least the one in Romans 7 was not freed. He was still struggling there. Until Paul reached chapter 8, the law of the Spirit of life had no way to work out something. The law had been set up, and the law was still under God's operation, yet it needed Paul's switching on. We have the regeneration, and we have the indwelling. We also have the mingling. All these are matters of the installation. The installation has to be done, and the operation is in progress. They are all here waiting for you to switch on by walking according to the Spirit, by setting the mind on the Spirit, by killing the practices of the body, by being led by Him, by crying, by witnessing, by groaning. The golden tree, the golden lampstand in Exodus 25, has many almond blossoms. Aaron's rod budding with almonds signifies resurrection life. Hence, the almonds on the lampstand indicate that it is a tree in resurrection. Resurrection is life that overcomes death without being damaged or injured by death. Death is powerless to do anything with resurrection life. Death can inflict all kinds of damage on other forms of life, plant life, animal life, and human life. Only one kind of life cannot be hurt by death, and this is resurrection life. According to the full revelation of the scriptures, God himself is this resurrection life. The lampstand, of course, gives light. However, the first significance of the lampstand is not light, but life. The light is at the top of the lampstand, and underneath this shining light are the blossoms. The calyx under each pair of branches indicates the growth of life. These branches are produced by the growing of life. Thus, with the lampstand, we see the branching out of life which takes place under the shining of the light. Life grows out light and blossoms with light. This means that the light is actually the blossoming of life. When we grow and blossom, the light shines. Our blossoming is our shining. We grow with life, but we blossom out light. Praise the Lord that we who believe in Christ are parts of this tree in resurrection and with the divine nature, life, the Spirit, and the shining light. This living tree is growing, branching, budding, and blossoming. The blossoming is the shining of the light. Thus, the light is the life blossoming. Actually, the light is the life. John 1:1 and 4 say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." This is the shining of Christ, the embodiment of the triune God as the light of life.